starting in 2013, we brought in what we call the 1+2 languages policy. You might be familiar with that. It comes from the Barcelona Agreement on languages, mother tongue plus another two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 1+2 policy. One of our ministers went over to Barcelona, apparently, went to an international meeting and thought, this we could do. This is what we could do in Scotland, and we could do this, where the advice is that you start language learning from a much earlier age than was the case before, because we were trying to teach our 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds at that point in primary six. So, from 2013 until 2021, we have got that time given to us, which is a huge amount of time in terms of government policy. £30 million has gone into languages, which hasn't gone into every other curricular area, so we are very well off in terms of languages. That money is to be used for mostly for training and upskilling our primary staff so that they can deliver the language, so it's not a drop-in teacher that does one period and then goes away again, and you might not see them if they get promoted, transferred, pregnant, etc. Okay, and that model was not sustainable. We had to make sure that all of our primary staff can all deliver at least some of the language and use classroom language and make the learning of another language normal, so that when the children come to the door in the morning, now the rest of the lesson might be in English, they're not that good at, you know, not all of them are that fluent in the French or in the target language, but they will try. So they'll do the entrée, asseyez-vous, sortez vos affaires, etc. Enlevez les anoraks, all of that, and très bien, and qu'est-ce que tu vas manger pour la récré, etc. And they'll do all of that and just try and bring in more and more language as they're going along, as well as when the children are just a little bit older, doing what we call discrete language lessons. Mm-hmm. As in, let's have a look at, why is it une pomme verte? Why do you say présent if you're a boy? Why do you say présente if you're a girl? Let's take that as our lesson and let's have a look at adjective endings. You know, so we need to have a workforce of primary teachers who can deliver that kind of level. It's not a huge level, it's up to level two in the curriculum levels, but it's still feasible. So we've got till 2021, and every single primary school in Scotland will be delivering modern languages from primary one to primary seven.